The hour of recess has expired. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go back to the order, or go to the order of Mr. Senate bills for perfection on the informal calendar, and I'd ask you to call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be Senate bills for perfection, informal calendar. Senator from Newton had the floor. We went to recess. Senator, were you willing to yield the floor?
Yes, I am.
The informal calendar reveals we have a bill, Senate Bill Number 1. That would be the senator from Butler County.
Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, I'd like to say thanks, everybody, for hanging around, hanging in there. Please send my substitute back. I have a new Senate substitute, Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, please send Senate Substitute Number 2 back. Senator from Butler, please send your new substitute forward.
And I ask for a waiver of the reading, and has been distributed, so everybody should have it on their desk. I think we got it cleaned up pretty good right now, so I move that Senate Bill Substitute Number 3 for Senate Bill 1 be adopted. This substitute has a three-year...
Senator, just to clarify for the body, hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Senator from Butler has moved for the adoption of Senate Substitute Number 3 to Senate Bill Number 1. Senator, please, I'm sorry to interrupt, please explain your substitute.
This substitute has a three-year sunset to the St. Louis residency requirements like before. It removes the distribution of drugs, manufacturing, and controlled substance from the mandatory juvenile certification hearing requirement and adds armed criminal action and felony weapons offenses. We increased the age for the juvenile certification hearings for the juveniles between the ages of 14 and 18 and added some metrics to the certification hearing to include reporting demographics, race, number of juveniles waiving their right to counsel, and other offenses. Further, the provisions guarantee persons younger than 18 have access to treatment and educational programs and must be separated from other adult offenders. That, Mr. President, that's about all I've got.
Senator from Butler County has moved for the adoption of Senate Substitute Number 3 for Senate Bill Number 1. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 4th.
Mr. President, could I briefly inquire of the senator from Butler?
Senator from Butler, do you yield?
I do, Mr. President. Thank you.
He does. Proceed.
So I'm just going through this. I know that it's been a long night, and I'm trying to find the section. And I don't know if you see that section where we added the contingencies. I'm just making sure that is still the same. Okay, I do see it.
Okay.
Here on line 17 on the 16, but it's still not reading like we agreed upon. But I know it's been a long night. I would offer an amendment to fix it.
What page are you on?
On page 17.
Oh,
we're
17.
Talking about the records. And those records were supposed to be made available to the General Assembly, not just the Speaker of the House and the pro tem, because all that tells me that it was made available to the Republicans. Okay. So anyway, I found it.
Okay.
And I appreciate the inquiry. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Further discussion, Senator from the 5th.
To inquire to Senator from the 4th.
Senator from the 4th, do you yield?
I do.
She does. Proceed.
Senator, it's been a long, long day.
Senator, it has been my pleasure to share this floor with you during this special session.
But can we just walk down memory lane for a second?
Yes.
Because yesterday, we had the conversation about the bill.
Yes.
Right? And we had individuals that came to us, and we talked about it in depth, thoroughly, and we said that we have a problem with juveniles being certified as adults, correct?
That is correct.
And we had a problem with residency, correct?
That is correct.
And so we talked to leadership about it.
Yes.
And leadership assured us that we would be able to remove the juveniles being sentenced as adults.
Yes.
And that you talked to them about from, what, 5 years to 1 year.
That's right. It wasn't even five years wasn't even on the table. We just agreed to 1 year.
Listen, and we were assured that we was going to walk in here and we was going to have a compromise. At 10 o'clock in the morning, we have had approximately 10 different deal breakers along the way.
Yes.
That's disheartening because your word is all you have in this chamber.
Yes.
And so now we are where we are.
We are where we are.
And we have sat down with the sponsor.
Yes.
We have been threatened.
Yes.
That if we don't allow for this particular piece of legislation and the provisions that we're dealing with right now to pass, that they would extend the call and put Kim Gardner inside that call. Yeah. Yeah, we've been threatened. We've been threatened. And so what we have to do right now, we have to follow our conscience and we have to make sure that we protect the interests of the city of St. Louis, because those individuals that threatened me and said that if you don't bow down, that we're going to extend this call and put Kim Gardner in this call, and we will PQ you, and we will have everything we want because we have the supermajority, and we have the majority to do so.
Well, Senator,
that's what was said to me.
Well, I think whoever said
so,
that.
So with that being said, we have to make some decisions here. Do we want to be PQ'd and have Kim in the call to be able to strip her from her powers and be able to strip her and allow for the governor to strip her from her powers along with them getting everything they want when it comes to juveniles being able to be sentenced for adults? How far do we go here?
Well, I think we've arrived at this compromise.
That's not my compromise. Don't say that's your compromise, not mine.
Well, I didn't say
I'm not compromising.
I didn't say it was my compromise. I said that we have arrived at this compromise. I didn't say it was my compromise that we have arrived at. But I said that we have arrived at this compromise.
But we're not going to sacrifice.
But Senator,
Kim Gardner, because I mean, I have had some threats all day. If you don't back up and back away, that we're going to open up this call. And we're going to put Kim Gardner into this call. And it's going to have an emergency clause. And we would strip her from her power immediately. I mean, that's how ruthless these people are. I mean, they are doing everything at the expense of winning the election. It's unbelievable.
Thank God we got an election
coming
up.
They are so ruthless.
Yes, thank God we got an election coming up.
But I'm not going to let them touch the attorney, because she has done a fantastic job. Over 60% of the people have supported her reelection.
Yes.
And the senator from the second today dropped the amendment. And that was the first threat when he dropped the amendment, to be able to say to us that he would allow for the governor to strip her from her power. That was the first threat. His amendment was dropped on our tables. And then he came back, and then he humiliated her by basically stating that she was incompetent. He owes her an apology. Excuse me.
He does.
Excuse me. I'm inquiring of you, correct?
I just said he does. I'm agreeing with you, Senator.
I'm sorry. Let me. Thank you.
You done inquiring of me?
Yes.
Okay.
Further discussion. Senator from the 5th, you still have the floor.
From the 2nd.
Senator from the 2nd District, do you yield?
Yeah, I do.
He does. Proceed.
Hey, Senator.
What are we going to talk about?
You look tired.
Yeah, I want to go home.
Well, we're not going home too soon here. Are you going to apologize to the attorney, the prosecuting attorney, for calling her incompetent?
Well, I'm not going to offer my amendment, 12S.
You what?
I'm not going to offer my amendment because it's beyond the governor's call, but no, she's incompetent.
You are so disrespectful. You're just so disrespectful.
I think she is disrespectful to the rule of law and the people she swore to uphold the law to protect. But that's not what we're talking about now.
But no, what we're talking about, and people are listening to you. People are listening to exactly what you're saying. And you can cater to your base.
Senator,
you can pander to your base.
It's not the base. It's your base that's dying.
It's your base. No. Has nothing to do with Kim Gardner. However, you can pander to your base all day long, but at the end of the day, over 60% of the people in the city of St. Louis approved of her on August the 4th.
Mary Pat Carl catering to my base, Senator?
Excuse me?
Was Mary Pat Carl catering to my base, Senator?
Absolutely.
Hey, Senator. This is not the subject of this bill, so I'm ending this inquiry. Thank you, Senator.
Yeah, you need to. You better.
Further discussion on the adoption motion offered by the Senator from the 5th still has the floor. I'm sorry, Senator, I didn't hear you.
I would like to inquire the Senator from the 2nd again.
Senator from the 2nd District, do you yield?
No.
Further discussion on the adoption motion offered by the Senator from Butler County. Senator from the 15th.
Inquire the Senator from the 2nd.
Senator from the 2nd, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
So, if we really want to fix the crime in the city of St. Louis, there's a number of things we could do to make this bill a lot stronger. You agree with that?
I think there are a lot of things.
I mean, it's a huge epidemic. We have a crisis of crime in the city of St. Louis. We have the murder rate going up. We have prosecutions going down. We have conviction rates of those prosecutions going down.
Yes.
I think one of the best things we could do is give our attorney general concurrent jurisdiction to enforce murders in the city of St. Louis.
I do. I believe so.
And if we're going to get the crime rate down, we have to get the criminals off the streets.
Correct.
And we're talking about murders. I mean, the very serious of crimes.
And, Senator, those crimes, the great majority of violent crimes are committed by the same violent criminals over and over again.
That's correct.
So the best way to fight crime is to get the bad guys off the street. I know prisons are expensive, but taking a murderer, an armed robber, a rapist, a fentanyl trafficker off the street is worth every penny.
That's right. And typically, also I want to say something else, typically when you have an inquiry, you have both parties usually speak.
That's correct.
And if someone inquires of you and you don't let the other person speak, they don't have to take the inquiry.
And that's why I terminated the last inquiry.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion on the adoption motion? Hearing none. Senator from the 5th?
I'd like to inquire the Senator from the 2nd.
Senator from the 2nd, do you yield to an inquiry from your colleague of the 5th District?
I do.
But proceed.
But first, I want to know what we're talking about, Senator.
We're talking about the new language.
The new language in this bill. Sure, we'll talk about the sub.
So, what do you think about the substitute? You think that was a good compromise?
I think it was a product of compromise. I think this substitute is a relatively modest effort compared to what could be done, compared to what the senator from the 15th alluded to, for instance. But no, I think the witness protection portion is very important. The admissibility of hearsay evidence when the witness has been intimidated and prevented from testifying at trial is very important. I think those are some of the most important parts. And I think we need more police officers to staff the police department of the city of St. Louis. So I think those are all important parts.
Well, you and I can agree to disagree on that. However, do you believe that you need to apologize to the circuit attorney for those outrageous comments that you made earlier about her being incompetent?
I think we've been over this again and again and again in our original inquiry. You asked me to apologize to her, and I said no. And I'm saying no a final time. No, I don't need to apologize.
But, you know, I have to respect the fact that I asked you not to offer your amendment, and you said okay.
That's true.
So you did. I mean, it was a little give and take because I asked him not to offer his amendment that would allow for the governor to strip Kim Gardner of her powers. And he said he will not offer the amendment. So thank you very much.
Further discussion? Hearing none, Senator from Butler, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Butler renews his motion that Senate Substitute Number 3 for Senate Bill Number 1 be perfected in order to print it. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have perfected in order to print it Senate Substitute for Senate Bill Number 1. I'm sorry, that was the adoption motion for the substitute. Senator, you're now recognized for the perfection motion on Senate Bill Number 1 with the Senate substitute.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Substitute Number 3 for Senate Bill 1 be declared perfected and ordered printed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Butler County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Butler now moves that the Senate Substitute for Senate Bill Number 1 be perfected and ordered printed. Senate Substitute Number 3. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You've perfected and ordered printed the Senate Substitute Number 3 for Senate Bill Number 1. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just for the benefit of the body, I'll be making a recess motion for us to stick around so that the bill can get into its final form. There will be no formal business beyond what we've just experienced in all of its glory. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further announcements. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, the Senate will stand in. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 10:45 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 10:45 p.m. this day.